Page 41. Exercise 5.
Well, Dunbar's number is the limit on the number of personal relationships you can have. That's to say, people you can have a relationship of kind of trust and reciprocity and one that has history. And that number is about 150, give or take a few. The reason we have that limit is that it's a consequence essentially of the size of brain we have. If you like to think of it in terms of a juggler juggling balls in the air, the number of people you can keep going in your mind at any one time is limited really by the size of your brain, and particularly the front part of your brain. In a way, what this raises is the whole question of what a relationship is, because obviously people on Facebook claim they have 400, 500, 1,000 friends. The answer is no, they don't. They all seem to have 150 friends, and the rest are acquaintances. And the difference between acquaintances and friends is friends you have these very deeply personalized relationships with. We don't really know what it is that allows us to have those deep personalized relationships. But it's clearly a very emotional component. So in a sense, it's the right side of the brain stuff. So if you think of language being mostly on the left side, emotion is being done on the right side, and the two don't always connect up terribly well. So we find it very difficult to express the nature of emotions, the nature of relationship in language because of that problem. And this is perhaps where the whole issue of poetry and poets comes back into play, because poets seem to have that ability somehow to express those emotional thoughts we have that the rest of us can't express. So they can sort of put it into words, and we look at it and we go, yeah, that's exactly what I meant.